Valentine fighting bravely for the sake of Artemis and Treri, for the responsibility of his friendship to Drizzt. Brunner did not miss the significance of that, reinforcing the bond of this troop, the true measure of friendship. He thought himself a fool once more, for ever thinking of abandoning his oath to go to Kelvin's cairn on the appointed night, and he was glad to be here for the companions of the hall, for his dear friend Drizzt. But there was indeed another reason, another impetus powering the dwarf ahead, and he centered the line between Wulfgar and Regis and drove them on furiously, his many-notched axe cracking through goblin shields and goblin skulls, tossing aside the fodder that he could catch up to the dark elves who had taken this place. This was Gontalgrim, the ancient home of the Delzoon dwarves. These were the forges, particularly the Great Forge, which had brought Brunner's people wealth and commerce and high reputation. The damned drow did not belong here. Brunner felt the spirits of the dwarven gods within him, the wisdom of Moradin, the strength of Clangadin, the secrets of Dumathoin. In his last battle in this place, he had become as those gods, and had battled a pit fiend among the mightiest devils of the Nine Hells, a great monstrosity that should have been far above his ability. But he had won. With the wisdom, the strength, and the secrets, he had overcome that foe, and so it would be now, he decided flatly. A goblin came up before him, and up went his axe, and up went the goblin's shield. The power of Clangadin flowed through Brunner's arm as he brought that axe down, and though the goblin's shield, forged in this very room, held firm, the sheer weight of the blow stunned the creature and drove it to its knees. And Regis was there suddenly beside Brunner, stabbing the goblin through the ear. Brunner kicked the dying creature aside and charged at a pair of dark elves. A hammer flew in over him, a magical arrow shot in from the side, and a barrage of bolts of magical energy swerved around the dwarf's stout frame and stabbed ahead at his enemies to lead him in. "Bah!" he snorted in disappointment, with one drow struck dead by Wulfgar's hammer, the other hustling back the other way, calling goblins in around her to defend her limping retreat. "Bah!" Brunner shouted again, swatting aside a pair of goblins. "You're stealing all me fun!" His axe cut deep into the side of one goblin and drove the victim hard into the other, knocking it aside. Still focused on the dwarf, that goblin squeaked in surprise when it found the waiting grasp of Wulfgar, who hoisted the flailing creature up above his head and launched it hard into the side of the nearest forge. "Get me something big to hit!" Brunner cried. And no sooner had he spoken the words than it seemed as if his wish would be granted, as a quartet of monstrous driders came onto the battlefield. They seemed to want nothing to do with Puent and his vampire minions, and rushed past that skirmish, heading straight for the companions of the hall. "Well now," Brunner said enthusiastically. When magical darkness countered the light of his thrown pellet, Drizzt knew that his position had been compromised. He got off one last aimed shot, the arrow screeching across the metal mail of the dark elf standing before Brunner, then turned to the middle of the battlefield, the drow and goblin position between Puent's force and the advancing companions, and let fly a barrage of bolts one after another. He took no pause to aim, though more than one goblin and even another drow went down under his explosive assault. He was more interested in causing confusion, preventing any coordinated movements by the enemy. Somewhere in the background of the thunderous battle sounds, the ranger heard the click of hand crossbows, and he reflexively covered, and just in time against a concerted volley aimed his way. Still, Drizzt felt the sting of a quarrel, then another, and a third, finding seams in his armor and crouch to bite at his flesh. The wounds were not serious, nor, Drizzt hoped, would be the poison. He silently thanked Regis when his arms did not go heavy. The halfling had given them all potions to drink before entering this room, magical elixirs that would counter drow poison, so Regis believed, and so they all had hoped. Drizzt broke from his crouch and came up strong, scimitars flashing into his hands to meet the charge of a pair of dark elves, and he felt no sluggishness, no weight of sleep poison at all, as his blades worked in and out, ringing with parries against all four swords that came in at him. He ducked fast before he had even disengaged to avoid a javelin flying between his foes and straight for his face. "Gwen," he called as that drow woman behind the fray lifted another javelin his way. Her arm went back to throw but did not come forward. Nay, it went fast to the side instead, as she went fast to the side instead, buried under the raking claws of 600 pounds of fighting panther. Drizzt had no time to watch that show, his scimitars snapping all around, working across before him and back out wide on sudden backhands. He tried to take a measure of his opponents, to see which was the weaker, the more vulnerable. But these drow were not strangers to battle, he soon realized, and had fought side by side before, likely many times, and it was all Drizzt could do to keep them at bay. He needed help to break away, he realized, and he looked to Guinevere and started to call out for her to be quick to his side. But then he saw the driders, one in particular rushing for Guinevere, and his call transformed into one of warning. The chamber door banged open, startling the drow females inside. As one they jumped and turned around, spells already begun, but they saw that it was one of their own, the priestess they had sent scouting.
"The Forge Lady!"
that young drow cried to Berylip. Berylip Zorlaren chewed her lip and silently cursed her ambitious brother and that fool Tiago. They had taken too many on their hunt. They had left Cue Zorlaren vulnerable. "Gather the guards from the mines and all the goblin workers," she ordered. "Where is Eurynome?"
"He has gone to fight with his driders," the young priestess reported,
and Berylip nodded. Berylip started to respond, ready to order her sisters into a proper fighting group that they could charge in to support their allies. But before she could even get started, she noted the young cleric's lips moving, as if she were struggling to convey something.
"What is it?"
she demanded.
"The rogue,"
the young priestess explained.
"It is Drizzt O'Erden come to Cue Zorlaren."
Berylip's eyes went wide as she sucked in her breath, nearly knocked from her feet by the startling news. She looked around at her sister priestesses and saw them equally at a loss. She could claim the prize, she dared to think. And would not Tiago Beenri suffer then for his choice of Sarabel?
"Gather the guards," she started to yell.
But a sharp intrusion stung her brain, a watery voice sounding in her thoughts.
"They are beyond you,"
the voice warned. And Berylip looked all around in confusion.
"Do not engage the rogue, daughter of House Zorlaren. He is beyond you."
"Methil,"